Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome to The Jump. I am Rachel Nichols, and today I'm joined by a couple of NBA champs, Mr. Richard Jefferson, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. Coming up, guys, we're going to talk about Zion Williamson because he is generating a lot of buzz as we continue to march toward the return of the NBA. How much pressure is he under to perform in Orlando? We will discuss that. First, though, the NBA set to resume on July 30th in Orlando, Florida. Now, while there are plans to keep the players confined to a campus, the state of Florida continues to see a significant surge in coronavirus cases, which is relevant since some of the Disney employees working on the campus will be going back and forth to their homes, missing with the public each night. Now, the NBA does have protocols set up for that. Workers who aren't staying on the campus are not supposed to ever be in the same room at the same time as any player. And they'll be wearing masks and gloves, but still, it is raising eyebrows in some front offices. Here is what one anonymous GM told The Athletic in a story released yesterday. Quote, if the cases keep spiking in Florida, things are going to happen. I'm really, really concerned for the league big picture in many, many ways. Unquote. All right, Richard, if you were headed down there, would you be concerned with what's happening in Florida?
Well, yeah, I think the entire country should be concerned, not just within Florida, but what's going on, you know, across, you know, all 50 states. But I still stand by this. I feel like in Florida, that's still probably the safest place to be. You know, if you're talking about food delivery, you're talking about a quarantine, you're talking about hundreds of probably thousands of tests that they will have access to. I still feel like being in that bubble, being quarantined is safer probably than any other place other than being in your home. If you're going to be going to a gym, going to a grocery store, going about to restaurants and all that stuff, you are more at risk than if you are in the bubble. So in that sense, I don't think that the risk goes up, but it is still something that the entire country should be concerned about.
And listen, RJ, I only disagree with you on one point. The point is that they're going to be more safe in the bubble than they are in their own homes. Here it is. We're talking about the bubble, a $1 billion bubble at that. The only concern that I would have is leaving my family behind to have to deal with this on their own while I'm getting pampered and being protected and being safe in a $1 billion bubble. Seriously, Rachel. Now, the only thing is that the players got to make sure that they do their part by, by abiding by the rules, you know, and making sure they follow the guidelines. But I don't know. No way. I'm with Richard on this one. No way am I concerned going down to a $1 billion bubble by a $1 billion business that got, you know, probably have crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's. So it wouldn't be a concern for me. I'll just be, just tell me when the flight is taking off and I'm ready.
Brooke, that's a good point about some guys, not everyone, but some guys being safer on the Orlando campus than in their own homes. Cause some guys have kids going back and forth to other kids' houses and stuff like that. You won't have that in the bubble on the campus. We'll have to see. I do like your pampering point. I will say in the NBA manual, they said they were going to have both manicurists and pedicurists. And I really think that could be combined into one job. That could make it a little bit safer. I'm just saying I have suggestions. There we go.
Okay.
As a return to play nears, all eyes, guys, will also be on Zion Williamson. In an article from our Tim Bontemps and Andrew Lopez, David Griffin raved about Zion's health. One Pelicans team source also told the pair that Zion is, quote, gonna shock people. And there are numerous quotes about what a great television draw he will be when play resumes. Perk, those are some pretty high expectations for one of the youngest players in the league. What kind of pressure will there be on Zion next month?
Well, it's no pressure. And by the way, Zion handles pressure better than anyone since LeBron James. When you talk about even the sample size that we got of him this year in the 19 games that he played, he's exceeded expectations. He is box office, must-see TV, and every time he delivers, and he delivers in great fashion. So he's built for the pressure. He's been that way since high school when, in AAU tournaments when the line has been wrapped around the corner. Even going at Duke and exceeded expectations, in my opinion, far as the coverage on a college kid that we've never seen before. We were covering this game more than some of the NBA teams, so It's no pressure on Zion, and if it is pressure, he's built for it.
No, I agree with Perk, but what more pressure can the number one pick have, right? So, like, when I look at and again, if they're talking about pressure, an unnamed source from the why are unnamed sources giving us? You got Griffin, who is the head guy. Griff's the head guy, and he's saying, "Look, he's going to do a great job." And then you have an unnamed source, which could be a ball boy, it could be a training staff, I'm not besmirching anyone.
There will be no besmirching on
saying,
this show, Richard Jefferson.
I am not besmirching, but he says someone involved in the New Orleans Pelicans organization that could be one of like 200 people. And so it's like, I don't view that, and I don't think there's any more added pressure. When you're the number one pick, and we knew he was going to be the number one pick, and he's had this much attention, like someone coming out saying he's going to shock the world, he's not, the number one pick doesn't shock the world in a 20 game in a 2 month span. That comes over 5, 10, 12 years of dominating the league. That's when you get to shock the world.
I think it's
And Rachel, so, can we ahead. Stop with the unnamed sources? Like the unnamed sources? Just say
even
your
compliments.
Name.
Even compliments. I don't want unnamed sources giving me negative information. I don't want unnamed sources giving me positive information. If you can't put your name behind your statement, then I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. That's just the truth. And we're not talking
after
about whistleblowers.
After the show, I'm going to put you in contact with some of our ESPN editors, and you guys can all discuss and fight out the journalism. I will say, on the Zion front, I thought it was really interesting. I sat down with Zion at the All-Star game and asked him sort of where he was feeling it the most, that pressure, that outside expectation. And he said it was just strange. He's 19. And he said grown men were like following him around a restaurant trying to get his autograph or picture, even after he had asked to be sort of left alone to eat with his family. So in some ways, I kind of think there will be less pressure on Zion in the bubble. Mm. He doesn't have to watch SportsCenter or TV if he doesn't want to. He doesn't have to log on to Instagram if he doesn't want to. And no one's following him around to a restaurant. So I do think it's kind of going to be up to him how much he sort of gets in and get those expectations in his head. We will have to see. Coming up, in addition to Perk and Richard giving you their takes on journalism at large, we will have three-time NBA champ Udonis Haslem joining me, talking about the More Than a Vote initiative. He talks about being the oldest player in the league now that Vince Carter has officially retired, and how he and the Miami Heat will pass the downtime in the bubble. First, though, with 35 days left until the season resumes, our countdown of the top plays of this season so far continues, and here is number 35 starting. Well, yeah, got to go back to Zion.
4 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Drew coming on the curl. Lob, Zion. How about that adjustment? It was behind him on his way down. He did that.
It's a great catch.
Lob for Williamson. What a catch and what a finish.
Caught the ball behind the basket. He switched it to his right hand to finish.
What do you do?
A guy that of that size with that athletic ability, you're at his mercy.
The Jump is brought to you by Disney Plus. All of your favorites, all in one place. Sign up today.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Coming up after First Take Extras, 20 minutes of Jalen and Jacoby, followed by Highly Questionable and Around the Horn. Sports Center begins at 5 Eastern, with the PTI guys joining at 5:30. First, though, I'm joined by a Heat lifer. Welcome back to The Jump, and welcome into Udonis Haslem, or the captain for anyone down in Miami, in his 17th year with the Heat. And UD, I don't know if you even know this, but with Vince Carter retiring, you are now officially the oldest player in the NBA, my friend.
I was hoping Vince was going to change his mind. I'm going to give him a call. I'm going to give him a call. It's not over yet.
There you go. I want to get to some basketball questions in a minute, UD, but you are now also working with your former teammate, LeBron James, on his More Than a Vote initiative, which is designed to educate people on their rights, combat voter suppression. And look, you're in the state of Florida, which has played a key role in so many recent elections. What is the most important thing you think you can do as an athlete, as a respected voice in the community, to help with this organization?
I think, we understand we're not politicians. We're not policy experts, but we are real people in this community. We're invested, and you know, we have a platform to protect the rights of these people. They need somebody they can trust, and they don't always trust the people they're voting with, but they can get behind athletes, they can get behind entertainers. They'll listen to us, they'll trust us. So we have that platform, and we're going to take advantage of it now.
Look, there are some people who are citizens and don't regularly vote, and one of the things you hear them saying is, they don't really feel like any of the candidates represent them, or they don't feel like voting is going to help with the day-to-day issues in their lives. As someone who is trying to get those people to the polls, what will you say to them?
I was one of those people. And I just had to educate myself. So to those people, I would say that I was one of those people. I understand the process a lot more. I understand the absentee process. I understand the process of voting. I understand not even just the presidential process. I understand the governors and the mayors and everything that I've took, you know, to educate myself politically.
But that is such an important part of it, right? People don't know necessarily that voting for their state's secretary of state is important, because that's the person who runs the next election and decides how many voting booths there are in which neighborhoods, or the city council might decide how much money the police get versus how much the schools get. I assume that's something that you're going to be talking to people about.
That's extremely important, and definitely with me starting here in my city of Miami, you know, and something you brought up, the city council and the schools and the police department, that's very important. And that's why this platform that we have to branch off and everybody take, you know, a piece of their city and start there. And now you surround the whole world and you make that kind of impact. And that's why it's so important for me specifically to start in my city, and all the other athletes and entertainers to, you know, start in theirs as well.
The work you're doing is so meaningful. Basketball really pales in comparison, but you are a basketball player. I know that you take that job very seriously. Your Miami Heat team is in fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. First of all, do you yourself plan to go into the Orlando campus and be part of things?
Of course I do. I'm the captain. My guys follow me, you know, and, you know, it's not the most ideal situation. It's nothing that, you know, we could have been, anybody could have prepared for. We've seen nothing like this in sports in my lifetime. So to sit around and complain about it, you know, it doesn't do any good. You can't speak for everybody else, but my guys gonna go out there and be ready to get it done.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that veterans like you or Jimmy Butler or Andre Iguodala are going to have to look out for and help the young guys with?
Oh, man. I think once they got their video games and their Wi-Fi, so I think they'll be all right. As long as they got, let's go, listen, as long as they got the Fortnite, however you spell it, in the 2K, they'll be all right. Like, I don't understand the infatuation of playing with yourself on a video game or playing with somebody else, but they do it all the time. So, I mean, like, I feel like they'll be fine. More so a guy like myself, I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to be the guy that has to figure it out. Jimmy as well. Jimmy doesn't play much golf. And it's no, you know, no country saloons around for him to go dancing,
right,
and listening to music. So I don't know if they got that on the campus. So, you know, guys like myself and Jimmy, us boring playing guys, we got to figure something out.
By the way, the Fortnite, I know you're 40 years old, but come on.
All I know is my kids play it with their phones. They play it with their iPads. They play it with their Nintendo Switch. They play it with their PS4s. They play it with their, they play with everything. It's literally accessible from every gadget in the house.
Well, I'm sure that you will figure out something to do with your time. I'm not going to ask you to predict the future, because no one can predict anything in the year 2020, but how do you think the Miami Heat will do fourth in the East going into this crazy bubble situation? It's going to be survival of the fittest. How do you like your chances?
I mean, I like our chances just as good as anybody, or better. I think we probably have a better chance as anybody. You know, now it's mental. You know, now it's mental. When you talk about a mentally tough team, I don't think there's no more mentally tough team or organization than the NBA. So I like our chances. It's just as good as more than anybody.
fighting words, and I would expect nothing less from the captain. UD, thank you so much for joining us. And if you get Vince Carter to come back, will you let us know first?
He's a Florida legend, man. He got to come back, man. I'm going to reach out to him, man. I got you.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel.
Coming up, Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer says that Giannis Antetokounmpo's knee is fully healthy after a scare back in March. With a healthy Giannis, should everyone fear the deer? We will discuss that. First, though, here are a couple distant replays from this date in NBA history. Knicks fans, you might want to turn away.
Duncan got it on the entry pass. Double team. Elliott on top. Elliott bluffs, drives, kicks. Avery Johnson for the lead. Yes! Avery Johnson for the left baseline. Knocks it down. And the Spurs lead it. 78-77. 47 seconds to go. Timeout. This is the NBA on ESPN Radio.
With the seventh pick in the 2009 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Stephen Curry from Davidson College. Actually, the reaction says it all. Nothing against Golden State, but these Knicks fans wanted Stephen Curry.
Be consistent, because every night you're going to be playing against the best in the world that know that position very well. So you can't have any off nights. You can be friends off the court, but once you get on the court, it's all about, you know, business and taking care of that.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
The Jump is brought to you by The Last of Us Part 2. Available now. Rated M for Mature.
This whole thing is about power. This is about who has the power, who truly has the power. The real backstory was we were at uncharted ground.
We actually went up the chain at ESPN and said, please, don't do this.
He came off really looking egotistical, arrogant, and foolish.
The reaction was so visceral. Why were they so upset about it?
He was upsetting the natural order of things.
Yeah, he was. And in upsetting the natural order, there had to be hell to pay.
The fact that he's like, I can make this whole world stop and revolve around me. No. People didn't like that at all.
I mean, LeBron was turned into a villain.
Well,
do you agree with that?
No. It's your world, man.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Come on.
Sunday night, ESPN premiering Backstory, The Decision, 1 hour special that looks at the consequences and legacy of LeBron's infamous decision to join the Miami Heat 10 years ago. Check it out at 9 Eastern, 8 Pacific on ESPN and the app. All right, guys, it is crunch time here on The Jump. On this date in the year 1999, Tim Duncan led the Spurs to win the NBA Finals over the Knicks. Tim A won the NBA Finals MVP trophy while averaging 27 points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks per game. You guys are both too young to have played in this series, but overall, you can both tell me, what was it like to play against Tim Duncan? And Richard, you go first because you also played with him.
Honestly, going back to Karl Malone, this is random, he said, look, I wasn't just playing against Michael Jordan, I was playing against the Chicago Bulls. That was the thing about Tim Duncan. You weren't just playing against Tim Duncan. You were playing against the San Antonio Spurs, and they had David Robinson in that first group. Then they had so many other talented players. So Tim Duncan was always a focal point, but you could never truly focus on him. That's kind of the benchmark for a great organization, is when you have a great player like that that you can't key on, and he's able to dominate you. And that's what makes him and that organization so great.
Richard, RJ, we're not talking about the Spurs, brother. We're talking about Tim Duncan.
We're talking about the greatest.
I don't want to hear about the system. Tim Duncan made that system, okay? We're talking about the greatest power forward of all time.
True.
By the way, sorry, KG. You're number two on my list, my brother. I still love you. You're number two on my list. But when you talk about Tim Duncan, he was a solid killer. You could never rattle him. He had hot sauce running through his veins. I tried so many times during those battles with Oklahoma City and the Spurs to try to, you know, throw an elbow at Tim Duncan. He would never get rattled. He would just always give me that work. I remember one time in the game six in the Western Conference Finals, I went to the extreme of even pushing Tim Duncan. He didn't get rattled. You know what he did? He gave me 28-15-5 with the win and sent us home. So the great Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward of all time, hey, he was a solid killer. I'm sorry, KG, you number two on that list.
Don't apologize
brother.
To KG. KG knows where he ranks.
Thank you for that, because Richard, that is the most lukewarm endorsement of a Hall of Famer and a top player I've ever heard.
I'm still fringe on whether or not Tim Duncan's a first ballot Hall of Famer, though. So I'm still on the fringe of that.
Oh, my Lord. All right, let's talk about the Bucks. Coach Mike Budenholzer recently spoke with our Jackie McMullen and said, quote, "It's a huge advantage for us that Giannis will be completely and totally healthy. He's in a great place, both mentally and physically. Remember, guys, last we saw Giannis, he had injured his knee against the Lakers. And Bud told Jackie he might have been out for longer than some had expected, which would have been tough heading into the playoffs. But now, Perk, Giannis is fully healthy. How much should teams fear the deer in this new delayed postseason?"
Well, listen, Rachel, teams respect Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, but do they fear them? No one fears them. They don't fear them like
no
they
one
fear
fears
LeBron,
them.
James, and they don't, because Rachel, we've seen this before. We watched the Bucks dominate the regular season, and we watched them get beat 2 years ago by the Boston Celtics. Last year, Toronto literally, you know, 4-2 beat them last year and had Giannis discombobulated where he was second guessing himself. So we've seen this before. The Bucks go on this great regular season run and do their thing, and then all of a sudden, when it's time in the playoffs, teams are ready for them. The Celtics are not afraid of the Bucks. Toronto not afraid of the Bucks. And the Miami Heat are not afraid of the Bucks. So no one fears the deer. They respect them, but they don't fear them.
The Orlando Magic are afraid of the Bucks, Richard.
The Orlando Magic, okay. Well, this is what I will say, though. Like, Giannis, healthy, obviously, you know, he's probably going to be the two-time MVP. If he's healthy, that makes their team better. But to Perk's point, no one fears them. No one fears them. Do they respect them? Yes. Do you respect that team? But fear only comes from true, true dominance in the postseason. That's when you start to fear someone, right? That's why LeBron James, that's why when you look at the Clippers and what the team that they have assembled, that's fear, because you're like, we don't want to meet these guys. We want to make sure that we're playing them in the conference finals. We want to make sure that we're not playing them in the second round. That's fear. I don't think anyone feels that way about the Bucks, but they do have a tremendous amount of respect. Fear only comes from the postseason success.
All right, before we go, we got to say a huge congratulations to Vince Carter. He made it official this morning. His outstanding career is over. It's over. Plus, he dealt with Richard Jefferson for 4 or 5 years, so...
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.